Hi there, it's Craig Anderson here. Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio. I'm delighted to be back and even more delighted to reveal Brayhead Clan's second signing of the 2014-15 season. Now, I won't leave any clues this time, but I will give you a quick bio of the latest addition to the Clan cause. Firstly, I can reveal that Ryan Finnerty's latest addition is an international for Great Britain and has represented the country at under 18 and under 20 level. He's also played in the English Premier League for Slough Jets and for the last two seasons for Basingstoke Bison. With Bison, he was part of the team that finished second last season in the EPL and won the playoffs, beating the EPL champions Manchester Phoenix and the EPL Cup when they defeated Milton Keynes Lightning. He's also a former teammate of ex-Clan players John Connolly and Ryan Watt. So here he is, your new Clan signing for 2014-15. Please welcome Zach Sullivan. Welcome to the Clan, Zach. Thanks for coming on here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just relaxing at home before I get started for the new season. So
excellent. Well, firstly, now that the deal's been done, how does it feel to be a Clan player?
I'm really excited. I've heard loads of good things from Ryan Watt and Matt Toe, obviously, and I'm really excited to come up and try and play as well as I can for Brayhead and contribute as much as I can.
Now, you're coming to Scotland after 3 years in the EPL. Have you been given an indication of what the step up might be like to the Elite League level?
I was training with the Coventry Blades last year throughout the season, so I've been training at the level, although I haven't been playing. It's a lot faster, so I need to work on a few things over summer to improve my game, and hopefully I'll be up to scratch for the Elite League next season.
How did the deal come about? Can you give us any details of how Brayhead's interest got to you from your point of view?
Well, I spoke to Doug Shepherd, who played with Ryan in Sheffield, and he asked me what I wanted to do next season, and I said I wanted to try out the Elite League, and from there it just went quite smoothly, and now I'm obviously signed with Brayhead Clan.
Now, you're coming to Glasgow on the back of a very successful season at Basingstoke. I mean, that was fantastic, finishing second in the league and obviously the two cup wins as well. But how hard a decision was it to decide to leave the club after a season like that?
It's obviously hard to leave the boys that you've played with all year. You've made a special bond with winning things. But I was, from the beginning of the season, I always wanted to try and step up my game. So my conscience is clear moving to better things and bigger things, so it was quite easy in the end to leave.
That's it. You're a young guy as well. You're obviously looking for that next challenge, and naturally the Elite League is that step up.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully I can now try and make myself an established Elite League player with the help of the guys at Brayhead.
Good. Now, you've established yourself in the Great Britain Under-20s team. You played in Dumfries last year at the World Championships. But we also saw Paul Swindlehurst come from the EPL last year from Swindon Wildcats. He went to Dundee Stars, and more recently, he was part of Doug Christiansen's Great Britain squad. Is that a path you'd like to emulate, seeing the success that Paul's had in his year up in Scotland in the Elite League?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I've heard Swinny's been playing awesome in Dundee, and he's been given the chance to play with Great Britain, and he went away, and from what I hear, he's played pretty well. So it's a dream to play for Great Britain, whether it happens in the next year or the next 10 years. It's a dream either way. Try and play for GB Seniors would be my next goal, yeah.
How much can playing alongside some of the more established Brit guys in the Elite League so far? I mean, Brayhead have only confirmed Lee Esders as a signing, but Lee's been around the league for a few years now. Guys like him can really help you along the way, can't they?
Yeah, they've got the experience, and if you're feeling a little bit like you're lacking in a bit of confidence, they can point you in the right direction, and it really helps out that they can give you pointers and how the league works and stuff like that. So it's always good to have experience there helping you.
Now, not too many people will have seen you play, obviously, Zach, given that your career so far has been based down in England. What will you bring to Brayhead's team? What are the qualities that the fans should look forward to when you come here?
Well, I like to pride myself in a good pass, so hopefully that will stay the same for coming next season. I make the simple play. I'm a simple D-man, and I won't look to score a fantastic goal or anything like that. I just do the simple things, do the simple plays, and work hard every shift, and take my opportunities when they come.
Now, we've talked about, obviously, what you achieved with Basingstoke last year, but looking ahead, what are you looking to do in Glasgow with Brayhead next year?
move from Basingstoke to Brayhead and win something straight away would obviously be the best. But I'd like to break into a team and play regular minutes and contribute to a championship winning team in Brayhead, and that would be the perfect start to the Elite League for
Good stuff. Well, we're into the summer now. Obviously, the new season itself won't be for a few months yet. What are your plans for the summer? What are you up to between now and when you do finally come to Glasgow, which would be sometime in August, I would think?
Yeah, I've obviously got a lot of off-ice training and off-season training. Apart from that, I'm currently moving house with my parents, so that's in the forefront.
Good stuff. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for joining us. To keep up to date with everything at Brayhead Clan, get yourself onto the website, brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook, of course, and on Twitter, at Brayhead_clan. I'm sure Zach's already on Twitter as well, so have a look out for him. I'll be back with more signing news in the next few days, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, thanks very much and welcome again to Zach Sullivan, to the Brayhead Clan family. Thank you all for listening. My name's Craig Anderson. Bye for now.